Hello and welcome to Gaming News Weekly. I'm Gareth.
And I'm Matt. Gosh, that feels so good to hear again.
Yeah, it does actually, doesn't it? I mean, it didn't come out as fluid as I would like, but it certainly came out. Matt, it's been a long time hearing, a hot minute.
Very hot minute.
Since our latest recording. For those of you listening, thank you for joining us again. It's kind of was prompted after a year of a lot going on. I think it's fair to describe for both of us in our personal lives. Work, children, everything. But it was sparked by our Wrapped Up from Spotify, and people were still listening to us.
That's amazing in and of itself. I don't even want to listen to me. That's not true. I just want to listen to you, Gary.
And to those of us that are willing to pay the extra subscription, you can listen to an episode entirely of just me and Matt's audio muted.
I would.
But then, as tradition for us, my audio probably will go dodgy anyway. Yep. So.
I would cry if that happened, but I would probably be
then
the first paid subscriber.
Option, to... or if... Anyway, well, let's act as though there's not been
any break.
11 and a half months since our last episode. Let's just not do that.
No.
And let's focus on Matt. Why don't you tell us what Battlefield game you've been playing?
So, I've been playing a lot of games, but I'm not going to touch on it too much. Battlefield 2042 is amazing. If you haven't played it, tons of updates. They put in a new map, Redacted, which is basically Operation Metro and Lockdown. And through so many updates, all the maps are good. The Redacted is good. It's just, it's Battlefield 4 now, which is amazing because Battlefield 4 was awesome. But I've spoken about Battlefield 2042 a lot. Just go play it because it's updated. It actually broke its own player count, its launch player count, with this last update because that's how good it is. So, a new game that I put a lot of time into over these, not the last 11 and a half months, but probably the last month, is Remnant from the Ashes. It's a third-person shooter in the vein of Dark Souls. I think you played it, didn't you, Gareth?
I can't remember if we played it, but maybe it was just me. I realized it was actually well-ard, as people would say, and I realized I wasn't going to play it.
Yeah, I vaguely remember. I think you said you did touch it at least. I went ahead and downloaded it because it was on Game Pass before it went off Game Pass, and now it's back on Game Pass because the second one's out. And I went ahead and bought it and all of its expansions because it is amazing. The gunplay is so smooth, but it's all lumped into RPG like system like Dark Souls. I actually find, you know, the first playthrough is, you know, more attuned to how Dark Souls is that there's enemies, you have to find their patterns, there's bosses, you have to find their patterns, and they're not just bullet sponges, you have to learn how their attacks are. I actually find it a little bit easier, though, because you can go back, so Remnant from the Ashes is you can grow levels and put skills, skill points into, you know, leveling up your character and making them stronger and better, which is something that Dark Souls really doesn't do. Dark Souls does more of, like, the equipment stats are different. I know in Elden Ring you can level up a little bit more, but, like, the older Dark Souls, it was more based on your equipment that you got as you made your way through the world. Remnant has the different equipment, but you can also level yourself up. So, for somebody like Gareth, and you're just not that good at the game, you can farm the first... you can farm the first level until you get enough levels to, you know... be decent, but it's just really engrossing and enticing because it's also every level is randomized, so it's all generated randomly from different parts that you'll never see the same level together again. Now, if you play it enough times, you'll start seeing sections of the map repeated. Like, you know, if there's a building and there's a left-hand turn and a right-hand turn, it's like an intersection. You'll start seeing the same, you know, square plots of maps used, but it's always randomly generated to create a different map. The story is very Dark Souls-y, that there's not a very forward-facing story, but it's more, you know, environment telling and stuff like that. But really the crux of it is that the shooting is just solid. It plays very smoothly, almost like Gears of War, a little slower than Gears of War, but as smooth and finesse like Gears of War, but with a RPG system that I believe is better than the Dark Souls, with the same challenge of combat as the Dark Souls. And the other thing is that it has co-op. I like to play with Gareth, but he just doesn't like playing stuff with me anymore because he has a kid and all that.
Yeah, that's the reason why. Yeah.
Remnant from the Ashes, sunk a lot of time into it, and I sunk a lot of time into it before the second one, but I want to get through the first one before I get into the second one because I've heard the second one's even better. But basically, Dark Souls and Gears of War with co-op, and that's what you have from Remnant, and it's very addicting. I played the first level over and over again just because the combat is so fun in and of itself. So that's what I got.
The good thing is with the games that you've played, if you, if say for some reason you weren't aware that it's been a decent break between the episodes, you probably said in our last episode that you were playing Battlefield 2042. and then Remnant from Beyond the Ashes is, an older game anyway, so like people are just gonna think like they won't know.
No,
just to let you know, the end of 2023. Remnant, can I just say I did put a decent bit of hours into it, and I did enjoy it. I'm glad that you said slower than Gears of War,
right?
It definitely, the movement is not quite there. It's Gears of War, but you've got like some chains around your ankles, so it does just like, so you can do a kind of forward roll if I remember correctly. Like there is still some evade mechanics, but
you're just a husky boy.
Expectations.
You're a husky boy,
exactly. But I think I will take this opportunity if you're after a Dark Souls like game that's a little bit different, that's not Remnant, definitely try the Surge one. If you're into those games and you're after something different, try the Surge. I loved Surge 1. Surge 2 had me, I think, nearly throwing my Xbox out the window, because that tried to be too hard too quick. Surge 1 holds your hand for the first area, and then after that it kicks your butt. But definitely try that. For what I've been playing, well, I've not had a lot of time with a child around, but I have found my Nintendo Switch to become my new friend. It's getting older now, but it's still doing well. And I've just been dabbling with a few different Switch games, and I've been playing Mario Odyssey. Jumped back into that just because it's an easy pick up, put down. I've not delved into Wonder. I'm not necessarily a new 2D Mario fan. I would actually probably prefer to go onto the NES library and probably play an OG 2D Mario. I've been enjoying jumping onto that. I've spoken about Odyssey before, but I think it's a great game. Beautiful game. I think I forgot how pretty that game is. When then you compare to some other games that are produced on the Switch. Same with Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. How they've made those really pretty games, and then other people don't seem to make that happen. I don't quite understand how, but that's Nintendo.
It's that Nintendo magic.
It's that Nintendo magic, absolutely. And then a little side note, I think I've mentioned before on here that I'm not a huge fan of mobile games. But those of you who are old enough will remember a time when Rock Band, Guitar Hero were all the rage. plastic peripherals
everywhere.
Yeah. Guitars that cost about as much as a guitar.
Yep. But they never carried over to the next game.
No, absolutely not. No, they'll change a color on one of the buttons.
And you would have to buy it all over again.
Exactly. And if you don't like the guitar and you've got some friends somehow, you've got a drum kit, you've got a microphone, all sorts. Well, on mobile, there is an app called BeatStar. Now, I'm not saying you've got to be good at those games. You've just probably got to be good at texting, if I'm honest, because it's basically the same movements. Lots of good songs on there. You can buy them, but I've not particularly felt inclined to do so. I feel well rewarded with my time. Again, it's been a thing where I've been able to pick it up, tap away, complete a song, maybe watch an ad. I'm not offended by watching ads. If it gets me something, I tend to put my phone upside down, so I'm not bothered by what it is. But yeah, I kind of wanted to just say that there's a mobile phone game that I've enjoyed recently. So yeah, definitely, if you enjoyed those times, then maybe give it a go. It's all sort of newer music, but they've got like a database on there as well. And if you do download that, let me know in the Discord, and I can add you as a friend on there, and you can see if you can beat my old thumbs tapping away on the screen. But yeah, definitely give that one a go. So yeah, that's what we've been playing, and we'll crack into some stories for the week. And I think it's fair that we start on a PlayStation story, because as we all know,
we're here just the biggest fans.
Gaming News Weekly, we're incredibly big fans of PlayStation.
Totally biased.
Totally biased. Yeah, exactly.
Objective.
I guess it's a PlayStation story, but in reality, this is an industry story, isn't it, Matt? PlayStation to delete a ton of TV show users already have paid for. Now, that's the headline from the Kotaku boost that we're looking at. And this, Matt, really is the idea that licensing agreements have changed at a corporate level. And now what was once for sale within the PlayStation Store, and this is harking back to the PlayStation 3, is now, because of licensing agreements, been pulled. Okay, sort of understand that. I can, you know, maybe get my head around licenses meaning it's been pulled from a store, but no, also pulled from people's libraries as well. Now, makes me a bit itchy, this. It makes me a bit itchy. I get nervous about this. Matt, particularly with how new consoles are going towards an all digital future, what do we think about this?
Now, see, that so that's the importance of this. Now, like you said, it does take away a good amount of content. It's really only Discovery TV content, like Mythbusters would be a part of it, but like you said, I know there's some people that love Discovery TV and stuff like that, but it's the bigger picture, like you said. It's like when games are like, when their servers are taken down, or like I know for Forza Horizon, when their licenses run out for the music that they play into it, they take it off the storefront. But like for Forza Horizon, for example, in those games with the music, even the older Guitar Hero games, when they started going digital, if you bought it digitally, you were still able to play it. You just were not able to buy it anymore. Once you had it forever. That was the thought process of it. And that's the crux of the bigger picture of this story, is that, like you said, it's not only that people can no longer buy Mythbusters or, you know, Discovery TV content. It's the fact that from their libraries, they can no longer watch or utilize the content that they have purchased from the storefront. And while it's only segregated to the PlayStation Store and Discovery TV right now, it sets a dangerous precedence as gaming as a whole goes forward into a more digital world. I mean, look at the new Xboxes. We have the Xbox Series X, but then the Xbox Series S, which has sold quite a lot, doesn't even have a disc drive. They have a new PlayStation 5 Slim that has a optional disc drive. The gaming world is becoming more digital, and this sets a dangerous precedence to the fact that I'm going to buy a game that in the future might be not only not be sold anymore, but can be deleted off of my library that I spent money for. And that goes to show that when we buy digital games, we don't really own it. We're really just leasing it from these companies, leasing it that if something like this happens, they can just remove it. And that can go for a multitude of things. It makes you want to buy more physical games. But then again, like I said, the market is going towards more digital games to the point where I know some Walmarts and some Targets are trying to pull their physical games because it's not selling as much because the convenience and with the Xbox Store, with Steam, you can almost get the games even cheaper online digitally. So why would they continue to put forward physical games when it's more expensive and people are buying less of it? But then again, you get to these times where maybe there's that one Final Fantasy game that, you know, really harken back to your childhood. As you grow up, you buy it and you want to hold on to it, but if you buy it digitally, it's gone forever. So it's iffy right now. This is a very small speck in this ongoing story, but I have a feeling this it might not be this year, might not be next year, but within the next 5 maybe 10 years, I believe these stories will become more reoccurring as it goes forward. Like I said, I don't think it'll happen anytime soon, but with digital being the new storefront, the new standard, I believe these kind of stories will be more regular as we go into the next 3, 4, 5, 10 years.
Yeah, and I think something that we've always talked about on here has and I think it's our personal sort of views is more options for gamers. More options for gamers. Be able to purchase things from more places, to be accessible on more things. We don't like getting into the argument about exclusives and all that sort of stuff. Like, actually, really good game, many people, as possible, for as little as is possible, that, you know, that it's fair for all around. I think, having just said that, it reminds me of how consumers were treated when the GTA remake trilogy or three games were brought out, were below par, but as well as that, any ability to purchase the games separately as they were released in, you know, 2004, 2007, 2000 and whatever, they were no longer accessible to buy like that. Now, actually, I haven't checked because I had those games. I'm not sure if they're in my Steam library anymore. And maybe I'll check and I'll let people know. But again, now people can't experience what we experienced when we first, you know, when we first turned those games on. Another game for me, Test Drive Unlimited. Those of you who, I think these guys went on to make The Crew. I think it might be that same studio. Don't quote me. I can't remember. Test Drive Unlimited was.
If not, I'm sure they got some developers from the Test Drive Unlimited. Usually those car people usually spread out to different car games.
Yeah, maybe some have gone to Play 10, that sort of stuff. But Turn 10, sorry. But you know, beautiful games. For the time. I don't think they've probably aged that well now. Great cars. Decent music. I think the music might have been unlicensed for a lot of it. But again, no, like, I have great memories of that game. Like, brilliant memories of that game. But no new people to that game can experience it unless maybe they get hold of I had it on PC. Unless they can get hold of a disc for it, no ability to do that. So it's scary, isn't it, Matt? I guess that to pull on as we wrap up on this, that idea and to quote from that Kotaku episode post, that effectively when you buy a game now on a digital store, and I think we can include Xbox and Nintendo in this for down the line, we are effectively in an a loan period with them. A loan period that not we have a say on when we want to finish that loan period, but that PlayStation can pull, Xbox can pull at any time that they want. I mean, for any reason, I would assume as well.
Right. A good example, I don't know if you remember. Remember the Mario All-Star for the Nintendo Switch? So they made that a limited time. I think you could only purchase it for a year, year and a half or something like that. So the only way to play the N64 Super Mario essentially is to have an N64 cartridge. But then they sold some physical copies, but a lot of it was digital. But so you only had a limited time to buy it. And then what if Nintendo does the same thing and they revoke your ability to play it from your digital store? So not only was it digital, you no longer play it, but it was also only available for a limited time. So it almost made you feel like you had to buy it, because then you wouldn't have another chance to buy it. It's just a dangerous precedent. And like I said, I don't think we'll see too much of this next month or this next year, but as we become more reliant on it, like you said, this goes for every Xbox, Nintendo, Steam is really big, but can you imagine your Steam library slowly disappearing too? It's a bad precedent.
I'm hoping Steam doesn't go that way, considering you can have your Steam library passed down to people through a will. True story. And just to go back to that Super Mario pack, $59.99, and they didn't do a thing. They just printed money. They just printed money.
Exactly what they did. No, it was, I think it was just upscaled or something like that. It wasn't like remastered or anything. It was just they took the N64, made it for you to be able to upscale it to the Switch, and then
which isn't it as, like, that's not a lot. Like, let's not act like what they did is, you know. Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, moving on. we have not recorded an episode so long. Grand Theft Auto 5 sequel
finally
was announced. Now, sequel, sorry, I shouldn't say sequel. Much like Final Fantasy, most games don't actually connect. And you can play them in any order, in any way you want. But finally, mostly due to leaks, I think, Grand Theft Auto 6 has been announced for a 2025 release. This was predicted in the leak. I mean, the leak was pretty accurate. You know, I guess that's rare for a Grand Theft Auto leak, especially. We hear lots of different things. I don't know if you've caught the trailer, Matt, but I mean, Red Dead Redemption 2, when you think of some of those scenes, when you think of some of those shots of looking out over, you know, sort of great expanses of trees and some shrubbery, and then maybe a settlement over there and a settlement over there. Wow. A Vice City in modern day. I mean, these guys, if this game comes up even looking half as good as the trailer suggests, then, oh boy, this is going to be, yeah, one hell of a game.
Huge. Yeah, so I want to first comment and say that I feel bad for him about the leak, because everyone wanted GTA 6, and I feel like their thunder was almost stolen a little bit by the leaks because of how much anticipation people wanted. And I mean, regardless if you support Rockstar and, you know, their money grabbing techniques or so, these developers worked so hard for this game that they should have got the 100%, you know, ability to shock people and bring this trailer forward. But off that,
before the announcement was going to be, so they'd announced they were going to be doing something. So we're already sort of there. Yeah. Like, that's when the industry should be going, oh, this is getting exciting.
Exactly. But I'm excited for it. I'll say this. I touched GTA 5. I really didn't get into it. I'll be honest with you. GTA 4, when it came out on the Xbox 360, I touched it, didn't get into it. It was Grand Theft Auto 3 and Vice City on the PlayStation 2 are the two ones that I played the most of. And out of the two of them, I remember me and my older brother played Vice City the most. I played Vice City all the way through, and that's probably the one GTA that I 100%ed and kept going back to, kept driving and just doing all the debauchery and degenerate stuff that you could do in GTA. That's the one game that I always went back to. So to see that they're coming back, like you said, bringing Vice City to the modern day graphics and age actually gets me excited, because I haven't been excited and played through the other GTAs as some of the other crowd has, but Vice City is something I'm extremely excited for. And we know for a fact that they're probably going to support GTA 6 for as long as they supported GTA 5. So I feel like it's almost a good investment to buy it, because you're going to get years worth of support through it. So I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see a fictionalized version of where I kind of grew up, down in Miami, down in Florida. So
I have so many fond memories of Vice City. The game, I mean... when it rained, it looked rough. Like, if people thought it looked rough in those remakes, the rain used to go through the floor.
And they
did. It used to look like it was coming back up. Strange. And the leaves used to come off the trees. Why the leaves needed to come off the trees, I don't know why. Probably just a glitch. But then they used to fall through the floor as well while you were driving at 150 miles an hour through the middle of Vice City. Yeah, great fond memories of the original game. And I'm a fan of the effort they put into the stories of the Grand Theft Auto games. I think they get, you hinted, the debauchery, the other things you can get up to in the Grand Theft Auto games. But behind Grand Theft Auto 5 was, at the end of the day, a story about three unlikely frenemies, I guess, you know, as you get through. I don't think it's spoilers on Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah, yeah. It's been out longer than we've been alive.
It went through two console generations. Three, almost three now. Because did they upgrade 5 to Series X and PlayStation 5?
But behind that, it was really great stories. Terrible acting at times, but great stories. And I just really hope they do something similar. Is in the storytelling wise, the effort that they put into it. I really hope they commit to a standalone single player mode, and then online comes separate. I really hope they stick to the guns with that and give us the game that people want. You know, some people may not. I have to expect there are people out there that aren't aware that there is a single player mode on Grand Theft Auto 5. There must be some out there that will, you just automatically open up online. Like, I don't know, that may be unfair, but I reckon there are some.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's all those in-world encounters similar to Red Dead Redemption 2, you know. I hope there's similar things. You know, they pull something like from San Andreas, where dependent on how you dress, dependent on if you went to the gym, all these sorts of different things, that's how people interacted with you. And I really hope that's something similar for GTA 6 as it was with Red Dead Redemption 2. Matt, like, I don't know, just to wrap up this, like, what do you want to see? What's one thing you really want to see? And what's one thing you really don't want to see?
I think the multiple characters thing as GTA 5, even though I didn't complete the story all the way through, I think bringing three different personalities through the story was one of the most intriguing things about GTA 5. What I don't want to see is the single player coming at cost of the online. Because let's be honest, the online GTA 5 was the cash cow for Rockstar. That's what got GTA 5 through the Xbox 360, the Xbox One, and now the Series X generations. The online portion is really the money that stretched out their ability to continue to print copies of this game on different generations, just like Skyrim, just kept on printing it. I just don't want the single player to come at a cost of that, even though I have full faith that it'll be good, because I played a little bit of Red Dead Redemption 2. Everyone said that was amazing. Everyone said GTA 5 was amazing. So I have no doubt that it'll be good. What I would like to see is maybe, just maybe, with how much money gets poured into them, that they might be able to do just like a little like expansion for GTA 6 at some point. I would like to see them not just forget the single player once, you know, it comes out and once they start doing the online thing. But that can go for a multitude of other games, such as Halo Infinite. They don't have any story DLC. They just focus on their live service. So it's a long wish, but with how good their campaigns are, from what I'm told, Red Dead Redemption and then GTA 5, I would like for them to put a little more love back into the single player rather than focus on online portion. But, you know, market and business speaking, that probably won't be the most profitable rather than just printing money on GTA 5 or GTA Online.
I think it's important to note Grand Theft Auto 5 is the highest grossing media product ever across everything. That's just bonkers. Yep. I think for me, something that I really want to see, those same story encounters, those same people encounters. When you touched on the when you talk about those three characters, the but dynamic, it's the fact that of you it. Could switch, apart from maybe in mid-mission story moments, you could switch to any of those, and you would find them in various states of dress and situate. Like sometimes you would skip to one and they're in a car chase with the police. Like, and it's like, whoa, like, how is the game coming up with this? So like, I'd hope for the randomization to be as good as that.
Yeah.
What I would hope is that the game isn't, or what I don't want to see is that it kind of become amalgamated to like a live service world where you can sort of choose to be, you know, in a PvE, PvP world, that's then rammed with microtransactions. Right. Is, you know, that you can reach a certain level, but eventually you're going to hit a paywall and you need to start chucking a bit of cash. And I don't want to see battle passes and all these sorts of things that, you know, don't frustrate me with a free game, but actually these guys don't need to make the money. They've made the money. They've made the money to make this game however many times over, as well as whatever they've made from Red Dead Redemption 2 as well, and table tennis. Whatever they've made from those games, they've made enough money to be able to make this as accessible to all as possible. So that's GTA 6. And that, really, I guess, Game of the Week. Matt, I'm happy if you want to put forward... now that you've said that, I don't think I want to allow you to put Remnant as your Game of the Week. But elevator pitch.
No!
Why should people play Remnant? We're on floor two,
The gameplay alone, it's so smooth. Like you said, it does play a little like Gears of War, but slower. He's a husky boy, so it's not as quick and snappy as Gears of War. But that doesn't mean that it's like muddy or dull, and it feels like you're just playing with marshmallows or anything like that. It plays really good. It has a very in-depth customization RPG system, and the world, it just is so interesting that, you know, I found it more engrossing than I did the Dark Soul games, and that's why I invested probably more time into this than I did at least the earlier ones like Demon Souls and Dark Souls. But it's that good. Plus, I'm also naturally drawn to shooters, so it was like the best of both worlds for me. Is that I didn't get as angry with Remnant because. And that's probably why I find it a little easier, because I'm better at shooting games than I am at the Dark Souls isn't hack and slash, but you know, the melee type of games. I'm better at shooters, but it was still difficult. It's the perfect balance if that's the kind of game that you're going for. It's just so engrossing, and it has tons of content to go with it. And if you, the first one's on Game Pass, second one's on Game Pass, but I've heard nothing but great things about the second one being even better than the first one. Really, it's just the gameplay. The gameplay and the RPG systems are there. And if you don't like that, then you know you always have Battlefield 2042 to go back to.
He's a comedian. I'm slightly confused. it must have been a space elevator we were on. Because the elevator pitch normally is sort of like 30 seconds. Anyway, yeah, definitely check that out for sure. We're not going to do trivia this week. And just to let you know, I haven't checked timings and I don't want to because undoubtedly we've not stick to what we said we were going to do. But in a bid to try to be more consistent, as we've now sort of, to some extent, found some semblance of normality to what's gone on, we are going to try and stick to maybe shorter episodes to sort of get them out the door.
To facilitate you, the listener, but to also exactly. facilitate our
admittedly
personal
most
life
of
schedules.
You are probably relieved that you haven't got to listen to us talk for an hour and a half. But you know, maybe you're part of that sleep club. Maybe some of you listen to us while you fare to good sleep. If that's the case,
we'll get an ASMR channel up.
It'll
just be Gareth talking.
You'll have to tell me off camera what ASMR
I would fall asleep to that.
No, tell me off camera.
What? That's. What? You don't. No, no, no. We're going to do this on camera real quick. It's when people like make weird. Like, if they eat
that.
Something, they eat it into the mic. And it's like the. Like, you eat a potato. That's what I'm saying. It's like people eat a potato chip, but they eat it in the mic so you can hear like every crunch in their teeth or something like that. There's a whole bunch of different ASMRs. Like, I don't know. I don't listen or watch the ASMR, but I know it's a thing. I'm surprised you didn't know.
And you like listening to people eat crisps or chips into a microphone. Please stop listening. Don't listen again. That's secret.
Oh. No, I swear, if our viewership drops down to like one,
it just means I know you're.
That's a risk you're willing to take.
I'm joking. Whatever. Yeah. How strange. Maybe we should look into this. Anyway. Yes. So, normal service resumes next episode with trivia. But yeah. Just to explain why we're doing what we're doing. So yeah, brilliant. Well, thanks for that, Matt. But as always, this has been your Gaming News Weekly.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.